Consume and share news today. It is largely rooted in social media outlets, a reason why it's crucial to look at what's being discussed online. And if you've been on social media for the last 24 hours, well, it's kind of about the Oscars, wasn't it? Yerrika joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who says the Oscars aren't relevant anymore? It's everywhere.
Not me.
It's funny because I do think people like to reign all over award show until like the big ones come, like the Globes, for example, and the Oscars and the Emmys, and we talk about it. So let's get to the 2024 roundup.
It's the biggest night of the movie industry.
Period.
Yeah, period. Yeah. So as expected, Oppenheimer walked away with the most number of awards. I mean, heading into the night, the drama led with 13 nominations, Poor Things and Killers of the Flower Moon followed with 11 and 10 nominations, respectively. Like I said, as many had expected, Oppenheimer won 7, including Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. Now, Poor Things walked away with 4 statues, not so shabby, including Best Actress for Emma Stone. And this is her second win for lead actress at the Oscars.
Okay, so there's so much to unpack in just that opener for us. But maybe we can begin with Emma Stone. I think this was one of the most memeable moments of the night as she walked onto the stage rather gracefully in this beautiful jade gown.
Loved her dress.
Right? I mean, that was the talk of the town, what she was wearing, the big win. But the speech, I think, takes the cake because she walked onto the stage saying,
My dress is broken?
Yeah, there was a little bit of wardrobe malfunction. And the thing is, I think it's so characteristic of the actress herself. Yeah. I mean, she exudes elegance, but she's also very goofy, isn't she?
Very much.
And it felt very authentic as she accepted one of the biggest awards of the night.
You know, I think one of the most memorable moments for me from this year's ceremony was, past recipients of the award for Best Actress, Jennifer Lawrence, who is Emma Stone's one of her best friends, Michelle Yeoh, Sally Field, Charlize Theron, Jessica Lange. They all appeared on the stage to present the award, and each of them delivered this like poignant speech about one of the current nominees before Michelle Yeoh, last year's winner, named Emma Stone as the winner. Now, Emma Stone was visibly surprised, stunned, and she walked onto the stage, hugged Jennifer Lawrence. You know, they were both visibly in tears. And she just blurted out, you know, "Don't look at the back of my dress."
Which is apparently, according to Emma Stone anyway, brought on by Ryan Gosling's
performance. She said, apparently she had she danced, you know, way too hard. I mean, that performance we're going to get to in a bit, but that was really memorable.
See, I thought it was just really fun, but I like the Barbie movie. And then there was Adam who just cringed at it.
Oh, really?
Take your sides. Thank you. Thank
so much.
You. Vindicated. All right, before we get to some of those most memorable performances, including John Cena naked on stage, there were obviously disappointments of the night. Killers of the Flower Moon, the Martin Scorsese movie, received a total of 9 nominations, walked away with 0 awards.
0 awards. That was a disappointment. Barbie, you know, it was a box office behemoth. Only scored 1 win in the Best Original Song category for the soundtrack, What Was I Made For?, performed by Billie Eilish and her brother, Phineas. Now, other winners of the evening, I have to mention a few, included award season favorite this year, Divine Joy Randolph, who won Best Supporting Actress, The Zone of Interest won Best International Feature, and The Boy and the Heron won Best Animated Feature.
All right, let's get to Ryan Gosling's performance. It received a lot of love, attention. I mean, it kind of looked like a music video on a live stage, didn't it?
It was just, you know, Barbie Pink. Extravaganza, or should I say Ken yeah. extravaganza. Yeah. I mean, there was so much to love about the performance. And the thing is, he sounded good, I have to say.
Sometimes we forget he's part of, the Mickey Mouse Club, yep. was it? Yep. I mean, he can sing and dance.
With Britney Spears.
Justin Timberlake. Yep. I remember those days. And he could really carry a tune live.
That's right.
It's unreal.
You know, when it was announced officially that Ryan Gosling would perform I'm Just Ken at the Oscars this year, it instantly became one of the most anticipated moments Easily. Of the evening. The song I'm Just Ken was one of the two Oscar nominated mm-hmm. songs from the hit movie. Now, the actor is really well known for sort of rising to the occasion, or should I say challenge, when it's time to get silly. And he began the performance actually in the audience next to co-star Margot Robbie and in front of co-nominee Billie Eilish. The seating arrangement gave viewers this incredible view. We could see everybody's reactions, right? And he wore this sparkly hot pink suit with matching gloves, sunglasses. And he was originally wearing this black cowboy hat,
yeah.
which sort of disguised him for a bit before he took it off and he placed it on the head of his own sister, who was his date for the evening.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and he was even joined by the biggest surprise of the performance, which was a guitar solo by Ooh. Guns N' Roses guitar god Slash.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes the things that the Oscars can pull off, it kind of blows your mind, yep. right? I mean, they're screaming in our faces, look how we can do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's right.
And then throughout the entire show, there were all kinds of jokes and puns intended for the Barbenheimer incident, yes. if you will. What, I think it was when Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling had to present one award.
That's right, yeah.
And they're just going and roasting each other ruthlessly. And it's kind of the fun part of the Oscars, yep. isn't it? All right. Now, before and during the ceremony, there were also open calls for peace and an end to conflicts around the world. Yeah. And mainly, we talk about what's happening in the Gaza Strip and the war
right.
in Ukraine.
Protesters of the war in Gaza, they took over intersections and streets in Hollywood, just blocks from where the Oscars was taking place. I mean, hundreds of protesters gathered near Sunset Boulevard and Highland Avenue. The police tried to block the roads or clear the roads, but, the crowd remained for some time during red carpet arrivals. I heard that many of the actors were actually stuck on the road and they were late, you know.
Okay.
The In Memoriam segment of the Oscar ceremony began with a tribute to the late Russian activist Alexei Navalny, whose video message was broadcast with the quote, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing." He was the subject of the CNN documentary that won the Oscar for Best Feature Documentary at the 2023 Academy Awards. He died last month in a Russian prison. Now, the drive for peace was also present in certain fashion choices amongst the stars, including Billie Eilish, her brother Phineas, Mark Ruffalo, Ava DuVernay, and Rami Youssef. They were all wearing symbolic red pins.
Sometimes Oscars and Oscar attendees go out of their ways to speak up for what yep. they believe and deserves a spotlight more so even
That's
than the
right.
movies, and that they did. Now, the host usually gets either a lot of love
or a lot of hate.
Just a lot of hate. Yep. Expectations run really high for hours-long events like this. Now, Jimmy Kimmel's delivery received mostly positive feedback, so
I
big win.
Yeah, I think he did a really good job. Yeah. One unexpected moment of the night came when wrestler/actor John Cena, he walked into the stage buck naked.
Yes. His birthday suit.
Yes, to present the Best Costume Award, which
brilliant?
Went to Poor Things. I think it was done in good taste because, the response was positive. You know, the audience, they were laughing. It was hilarious. I mean, the way he sort of feigned seriousness when he said, "The male body is not a joke." I mean, how can we not laugh at that?
Absolutely. And especially when he looks like that. And apparently it was homage, is when someone actually went to the Oscars naked. This someone was protesting years and years ago. So there was a lot of grounds they covered, a little bit of history, poignant statement, and funny.
Yeah.
The Academy Awards has a tradition of sending nominees in the acting and directing categories and hosts with an exorbitant goodie bag.
That we call swag bag.
Because it's worth so much.
I know. And this year's swag bag contained nearly 60 items, collectively worth $170,000.
Do you think any of them are thinking, just give me the cash?
Maybe. I don't know, secretly. But these are really good gifts, you know? Okay. So the bag is called Everybody Wins Goodie Bag, and they're given to nominees in the acting and directing categories. Mm-hmm. So not everyone obviously gets to win the big prize, but they get to go home with something great, right? And this year, the nominees, you know, big names. I mentioned a few: Christopher Nolan, Robert Downey Jr., Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone. I mean, some of these are winners, but Mark Ruffalo, Robert De Niro, Carey Mulligan, and Ryan Gosling. Now, the swag bag is carefully curated by Lash Ferry, who's the founder of LA-based marketing company Distinctive Assets. Now, this company has been giving away these goodie bags for 22 years, and the bag is given independently of the Academy.
Okay.
And this year, the most expensive gift, for those of you who are curious, is a $50,000 trip to a luxury chalet in the Swiss Alps.
Not too shabby.
It's not for two people either. Usually these gifts, these travel gifts, are for like 8 people, 10 people. So they can take their loved ones with them.
Their entire family.
To their the special destinations.
All right. What else is part of this Hollywood goodie bag?
You know, last year, for example, the bag contained cosmetic procedures like arm liposuction, hair restoration. Yes, exactly. Facelift worth $41,000. Japanese milk cake, a 3-night stay for 8 people in a restored Italian lighthouse valued at $9,000. The list goes on.
You know, when something is so out of proportion of my reality, I just chuckle at it because these sound fictitious to me.
I know.
It's kind of amazing. Worth a humble sum, $170,000, everyone.
That's right.
So don't be so sad for those who didn't win. But I've got to say, Cillian Murphy, Christopher Nolan finally having their moments was also kind of a moment to celebrate. Yeah. I know we're saying Oppenheimer was an obvious win, but it really wasn't. I mean, for Nolan, it took years for him to get the best picture. All right, before we say goodbye, Erica, I think we have to get to this story. As we mentioned, even Hollywood talked about it on their biggest night. A 10-year-old boy who has become the face of starvation on the Gaza Strip apparently has passed away of malnutrition.
You know, this 10-year-old boy, the photos of him just lying in a hospital bed has been shared widely on social media, and it really broke a lot of people's hearts. The child has died from severe hunger due to Israel's ongoing siege on the Gaza Strip. The mother of the child said she lost her child due to malnutrition. Mm. And the photos, they're really difficult to see because the child looks skeletal. Mm. You know, according to the boy's family, there was a point when he needed specific food and nutrients to keep him alive after losing so much of his body weight. But then that food just never came.
He
starved to death.
And the thing is, even on the outbreak of the war, I think we knew that a lot of vulnerable lives, especially children and women, would be sacrificed because the Gaza Strip is overwhelmingly taken up by young boys and girls and women who are left vulnerable to the war. And aid is just not getting there. There are just no means of it arriving on time.
Right.
And this young boy is a symbol of what's happening on the Gaza Strip. And so the parents of the child had a message for the world.
Yeah, so the mother said, "My message to the world is to look at Gaza's children and see how their lives have changed." And she told journalists that she had never imagined she would see her child starving to death in her arms.
Mm. Yeah. Something to think about and to keep tabs on, folks.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Erica,
for
today's stories. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.